How not to save tax money. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As we know now, what apparently brought down Air France Flight 447 was an enormous thunderstorm that apparently crept up on the pilot. So you read that story, then you see this headline. FAA could close 20 weather offices. And you think that seems odd. So you click on it and you read, the federal government plans to close weather offices at 20 regional air traffic control centers and consolidate them into two central units in Maryland and Missouri. National Weather Service employees and air traffic controllers say the change will endanger aviation safety. And you say, well, maybe they're exaggerating because they don't want to lose their jobs or be transferred. And you read a comforting line that the Weather Service will carefully test this new system for 9 months. But then you read this line about the fundamental reason the FAA wants to make the change. Quote, the proposal comes in response to pressure from the FAA, which pays for the weather stations and has pressed the National Weather Service to come up with less costly ways of providing forecasts to the regional air traffic control centers, unquote. I think I speak for all of us who have to fly when I say, of all the ways I might like the federal government to cut costs, this isn't one of them. If the government can afford to buy a car company when no one's buying cars, it can afford to spend whatever it takes to make sure the pilots know exactly where the thunderstorms are before they fly into them, and I frankly don't care what it costs. I'll pay another $10 a bag. Charge me for the pretzel mix. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.